5 in the morning. It's Elliot Wilson. I'm here with Drizzy Drake. Yo, we're drinking wine spritzes.
It's good, man. That's good.
Yo, Drake is secretly a bartender. I didn't even know that, man.
Yeah, I'm the flawless pour is one of my many tricks as well as
The flawless pour.
It's sort of like you just swoop the glass, just make it. It's very elegant, man. It's an elegant craft that I've sort of taken.
Tell them
up.
Exactly what we're sipping on so they can feel it at home.
Well, I mean, this
in case
is like
they want to set their morning
off. Yeah,
yeah.
This is straight like we're basically like old like gambling Jewish women right now. We're like
I've always wanted to be one.
Yeah, yeah.
With a bank account like that.
Yeah, we have swimming pools in our backyard.
Drake.
we're drinking like Pinot Grigio, a great Pinot Grigio called Santa Margarita. And you pour about like three fourths of the glass wine, and then you just top it off with a little club soda, seltzer water, ice, and then but to let it sit is sort of isn't the right thing. You gotta mix it. You gotta let the club soda flow through the wine, if you will.
Well, it's setting my morning off right. So.
All right. Me too.
But let's get back to what you kind of touched on when we first started with the Thank Me Later. Like, how do you feel overall about the reception of it? Because obviously it's one of the year's most successful records, but there has been some criticism. So overall, how do you view it right now?
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy because I actually never read the reviews on it until the other day, until I was reading all the reviews of Kanye's album, and they were all so great. You know, they were all perfect reviews, and I was just like, man, I never really paid attention to my reviews. So I went back to Wikipedia and read a lot of the reviews, and a lot of them were really bad. So it was it was funny though, because I realized like the point in time and really what I was up against, and it reminded me why I named the album Thank Me Later. You know, I remembered like the pressures of making that album and the time constraints which I was under.
Yeah.
And just that feeling that was just in the air, which was like, man, no matter how good this is, it's just not gonna, it's just going to be an accomplishment and a stage to get past so that I can continue making great music.
Yeah.
It was never meant to be my greatest hour. You know, that's what I feel So Far Gone was my introduction, and this was just like, can I make some music that is somewhat consistent that people enjoy?
It felt like a sophomore album for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and
the mixtape was so big.
Yeah, and me and 40 knew that, and I feel we did a great job. You know, we made a solid record, and the one thing I always say to anyone who asks me about it is just that I feel like I was in such a whirlwind that I had a little trouble pinpointing my exact emotions. I think I did it well on like some verses and certain verses in Fireworks and The Resistance, but you know, there were moments where I was just sort of aimlessly spitting at points, as opposed to really saying what I felt, and that was just because I was so overwhelmed with the task at hand that I don't feel that. But yeah, you know, it whatever the reviews were. I also, if you ever look at reviews of like great albums, like Carter 3 or like you know, some Jay album,
great
they're also
Slick Rick,
they're also
that,
like
yeah.
6 out of 10s. You know, it's like I mean, the hip hop publications give them 5 mics, but I just mean like, you know, there's other publications that do give terrible reviews of projects. It's all dependent on who's writing.
Do you
it,
agree you know? With the single rollout you did? Because I thought Over was a very kind of ballsy move. Like,
yeah,
you went real. Like,
I was really proud of. I was really proud. I'm still proud of like the Best I Ever Had video, man. I'm proud of a lot of things that we've done. You know, I was very proud of Over and you know, Find Your Love as you know, it was a poppy record. I probably wouldn't necessarily do that again. I learned a lot from Thank Me Later. One thing I learned is that, man, I really want to rap. I want to make sure I'm always rapping on my songs. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I definitely learned. Like, I have a great ear for melody. I know how to manipulate it and utilize it, but I don't think that it should ever just be the sole like driving moment of a song. I think that I should always rap, because even for performances, even for just anything, man, that's where I thrive, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one thing going forward on the new album that we're really working on, is just big hooks and great verses, but also like not like 54 bar verses. You know? Like, I want people to actually get to the hook
condense
and enjoy it.
Condense
so,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it's great, man. Thank Me Later was a great learning process. Yeah. And when I look back on it, you know, I wouldn't change a thing, man. Yeah. I think it left room for more great music.
Yeah, and it seems like you had another artist you're taking under your wing, J. Cole. I want to touch on that when we come back. You know what I mean?
I can't take that man under my wing. He's too much of a
beast.
But that's
my though.
No, that's my boy, man. That's my equal, man. But yeah, we'll talk about it. With you.
I want to find out how you guys became besties.
All right.
More with Drake, Shade 4-5.